今天是我们新年的第一个主日聚会哈。
Today is the first Sunday of the year.
在这里不光跟弟兄姊妹说新年快乐。
Not only do I want to greet all of you, Happy New Year.
也希望用主耶稣教导我们的常常彼此祝福，愿大家平安。
And that we would bless one another as the Lord has taught us, the peace be unto you.
我想最近不管是报章，不管是电视，各方面的新闻都在讲到 Omicron 的这个猖狂。
I think whenever you start reading the news, you'll see how Omicron is running rampant.
我们的祷告不能够忽略啊。
And we cannot neglect it in our prayers.
不让仇敌借着病毒，借着任何的方式任意的伤害和破坏。
That the enemy doesn't casually and easily bring about his destruction and his harm.
如果你不小心感染了。
You are contracted.
靠着主，不要慌，不要着急，不用害怕。
By the grace of God, do not worry, do not be fearful.
但是同样的，我们也不要轻忽它。
But at the same time, don't treat it very casually and lightly.
我们也要做好该有的防疫措施，不让我们传染给别人。
We got to do our part that we're not contagious to other people.
让我们更希望所有经过这件事的弟兄姊妹们。
And we pray that every brother and sister, as we go through.This experience.
我们一定要第一手的来经历主，不要让这个病随随便便的过去。
And I pray that we would come and firsthand experience the Lord, that it doesn't just casually happen to us.
因为我们毕竟跟世人是不一样的。
Because we are different from the world.
有主的人在每一件事情上的经历都应该要有主的结局。
Those who are belong to the Lord, everything that we experience need to have the Lord's end.
今天是新年啊。
And again, we're at the very beginning of a new year.
我们常常讲新年新希望。
And we say every new year comes with new hope.
我们对新的一年都有很多的憧憬跟盼望。
And we have a lot of hopes, a lot of expectation for the coming new year.
我们也非常感谢主，在这过去将近两年的疫情里面，神让我们有机会透过网络跟很多很多我们根本不知道在哪里的弟兄姊妹有属灵的交通。
And we're very thankful in these past 2 years that because of the pandemic, we had the opportunity through the online services and ministries that we have fellowship with many, many brothers and sisters. Some we don't even know who they are.
我也在这里代表我们小小的 SVCA 向各地的圣徒们问安。
And on behalf of SVCA, if you're watching, I want to greet you.
愿神祝福你们。
May the Lord bless each and every one of you.
然后我们也很需要你们继续为着我们小小的聚会祷告。
And we absolutely need you to pray for this gathering here at Silicon Valley.
让我们能够在主的面前继续认真的走主的道路。
And that with diligence we continue to walk in the ways of the Lord.
今天在开始的时候，我想我念一段摘录，就是 Oswald Chambers。詹博士的那本《竭诚为主》12月31号中间的几句话。
I want to preface this service today by opening with Oswald Chambers has written on December 31st.
他的这一本书《竭诚为主》已经翻译了大概将近40个不同的语言。我们弟兄只活了43岁，可是这是他属灵的精华。
The devotional that our brother has written, My Utmost for His Highest, has been translated in numerous languages. And these are the best of what he has given to the Lord.
我就念他的话来代替我自己对弟兄姊妹新年的一个祝福。
And again, I'll read his words as my blessing to you all.
这是摘录的啊。神是管理昨天的神，他容许过去的回忆存留。为的是培育我们将来属灵上的成长，神有时用过去来提醒我们，免得我们停在现今肤浅的满足里。
God is the God of our yesterdays, and He allows the memory of them to turn the past into a ministry of spiritual growth for our future. God reminds us of the past to protect us from a very shallow security in the present.
神在我们失败的地方看守和守卫，留意不让我们重蹈覆辙。若他不做后盾，我们势必再犯。神的手伸到昨天去，为我们清除良心里所有的控告。
God will send his forces out where we have failed to do so. He will keep watch so that we will not be tripped up again by the same failures as would undoubtedly happen.If he were not our rear guard. And God's hand reached back to the past, setting all the claims against our conscience.
在进入新一年之际，让我们不要急躁鲁莽，也不要轻率冲动，知道以色列的神必在前头行，昨天已经无可挽回，错过的机会永难再得，但是神可以把这些摧毁性的焦虑或是懊悔变成建设性的美意，好做将来之用。
As we go forth into the coming year, let it not be the haste of impetuous, nor with the quickness of impulsive thoughtlessness, but knowing that the God of Israel will go before us. Are yesterday whole broken and irreversible things for us, but God can transform this destructive anxiety into a constructive thoughtfulness for the future.
好，最后的结论说，让我们把那支离破碎、一去不复返的过去放在他的手中，然后与他一同踏进必要来到的未来。
Leave the broken, irreversible past in his hands and step out into the invincible future with him.
所以他在这里提醒我们，不管我们过去有多么的失败，有多么令人不堪回首或是懊悔的历史。
And he reminds us, regardless of our failures in the past or our history that we are shameful of,
或是有很多痛苦的经历，但是他说让我们不仅仅把过去交在神的手中，
or experiences that brought us great pain, that we would surrender all those things into the hands of the Lord.
劝我们要好好的珍惜，要好好的把握新的未来，
that we would treasure and hold fast to the promise of the future.
而且更重要的一件事情，他说是要与神一同迈进我们的未来，
but more importantly, to comeAnd to usher in or to receive the future with the Lord.
这实在是我们新年的盼望。
And this is the hope for this new year.
希望我们又是新的一年与神同行的一年。
That again, this new year would be another year where we are walking with the Lord.
又是一年我们在主的面前对主有更新的认识和经历的一年。
Another year where we come to know Him more, to experience Him more.
正像哥林多后书五章十七节我们很喜欢的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。就是已过，一切都成为新的。
2 Corinthians reminds us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. All has become new.
所以不管我们过去怎么样，他已经没有办法再去弥补它，去挽回了。
So no matter what happened in our past, there's nothing we can do to change the past.
让我们带着谦卑敬畏的心与我们的神同行。
Be with a humble and a reverent heart that we come and walk with the Lord.
我们真的希望2022年对我们每一个人的这一生来说都是一个不同的一年。
And I really do pray that 2022 would be a year that is different for each and every one of us.
在我们的属灵上能够有 breakthrough, 有突破。
And that in our spiritual walk, that there's a breakthrough in our lives.
有真实的长进和属灵的丰收。
That there's a genuine growth, that there's a genuine harvest.
那我们今年的主题呢，全年教会的主题跟去年还是一样。
The theme for this year is the same as the theme for last year.
大家应该都还记得哈。
You should all remember what the theme is.
讲到无论或生或死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
That whether by life or by death, that Christ would be magnified through us.
因为我们祷告后、同工们交通后，都觉得这个题目实在太重要了。
And after all much prayers and fellowship with coworkers, we see that this theme is so important.
我们讲到它、祷告到它，我们可以慷慨激昂。可是，在生活的实际、现实的生活中，你发现这是一个很大的挑战。
And when we come and we pray and we fellowship, we say, "Oh, that's a very important topic," but we come to discover that it is a tremendous challenge for our everyday life.
不管在罪恶的诱惑、世界的诱惑面前，或是在我们碰到的艰难面前
，whether in the face of temptation or the world or difficulties that's in our way.
或是我们的使命，或是我们沉重的责任上，我们里面怎么样子能够真正的，无论怎样，总叫基督照常显大。
Whether in commissions and responsibility, are we able to say that no matter what, Christ be magnified?
而且保罗告诉我们，他的秘诀就是因为我活着就是基督。
And Paul says that the secret.Is that Christ is my life?
换句话说，只有借着活着基督，活出基督来，我们才可能让基督在凡事上显大。
And only through Christ, only through living out Christ, are you able to magnify Christ through all things.
所以面对新的一年，我祷告了相当一段时间以后，我 我个人在信息上面我会有两条线、啊、
And as through prayer, as we were, I was searching before the Lord concerning the pulpit, the message, there's two lines that we will follow this year.
啊，我们为着每一个月第一次的这个 combine 中英文联合的聚会。
For the combined services where the English and Chinese speaking are coming together.
啊，我的主题是从约书亚书约书亚记来看得胜有余的独居之民。
I will come and look at.From the book of Joshua, a people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors.
那么另外一个系列是在中文组对中文弟兄姊妹的信息，是从使徒行传来看高举基督拓展神国。
The other line is when we're getting together only for the Chinese speaking through the book of Acts, that how do we together corporately to exalt Christ, to expand the kingdom of God?
我相信熟读圣经的对于约书亚记跟使徒行传我们都很熟。
And those of you who are familiar with scripture, you know what's in the book of Joshua and the book of Acts.
当你想到这两本书的时候，
When you think about these two particular books,
你就晓得这两本书是充满征战、充满行动、充满见证的两本书。
You know that these two books are full of actions, full of movement, full of battles.
它跟我们今天所处的时代，在疫情的底下，在一个越来越具有挑战的时代里面，这两卷书太适合我们。
In the environment that we are in, and the challenges that we face today, in the midst of this pandemic, these two books are very, very relevant to us.
所以我们会借着这两本书，围绕这个主题，就是总教基督照常显大，我们来传讲信息。
So through these two books, we will come and look at how do we allow Christ to be magnified in our lives.
那因为今天是第一堂的信息，所以我先不进到约书亚记。
And again, because it's the very first message for the year, I'm not going to dive right into the book of Joshua.
我先借着今天这一篇的信息，讲到这是独居的民，不列在万民之中来破题。
I'd like to give everybody a preface and an understanding of what this topic means, of people dwelling alone who are not numbered among the nations.
不光为了约书亚记的这个信息破题，也是为了使徒行传的破题。
And not only for the book of Joshua and the book of Acts, but it's for the book of Acts as well that we come into this introduction.
我们先要来看见自己，我们在神的眼中是特别的一般子民。
We need to foremost see that we are a special people to God.
是特特被神从世界里面救出来。然后分别出来的一般子民，属神的子民。
A people that has been redeemed, has been called out, has been drawn out of the world, a people belonging to God.
所以不光只是为了我，也不是为了我要追求 better life, 一个更好的生活而已。
It is not just for me, for my pursuit of a better life.
而是跟神发生关系啊。
But this drawing out, this calling out has everything to do with God.
所以我们来读一下今天的背诵经文。
Now let's come and read the memorization verse together.
出埃及记十九章第四节到第六节的前半。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 4 to the first part of verse 6.
他说：“我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民。”有一个英文的翻译，很多英文的翻译把属我的子民翻成 special treasure。是特别的珍宝，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
好，那这是非常有名的西乃之约。
And this is the covenant at Sinai.
我们等一下会再回头看。
And we'll come turn back and look at this in more detail.
今天要讲我们是独居的民，不列在万民中。
But again, today we're going to come and look at how we are a people dwelling alone, not counted among the nations.
那我就分这两点讲，一个是讲到我们是独居的民。
And one, I'm going to come and look at how we are a people that is dwelling alone.
民数记二十三章第九节。
Numbers chapter 23, verse 9.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. They're a people dwelling alone, not reckoned itself among the nations.
我们知道民数记二十二章到二十四章是摩押王巴勒把那个 贪财的先知哈巴兰找来。
Number 22 to number 24, we know that the king of Balaam he went and called out Balak, the one who the priest that curses the people of God.
他花了很重的代价请他来，一共四次。
And four times he paid a handsome price to bring him.To curse the people of God.
他要叫巴兰来替他咒诅神的百姓。
And again, he wanted Balak to come and to curse the people of God.
但是申命记二十三章第五节告诉我们，他说：“然而耶和华你的神不肯听从巴兰，却使那咒诅的言语变为祝福的话，因为耶和华你的神爱你。
”Numbers chapter 23 says that God will not listen to the words of Balaam.Because the Lord loved him, or the loved the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为你活得平平安安是理所当然的。
Brothers and sisters, please do not ever think very casually that everything's going smoothly. It's very obvious.
神的对头撒旦想尽办法要来偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
The enemy of God, our enemy, he wants to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
在这里明明巴兰是要咒诅神的百姓。
Balaam wants to come and curse the people of God.
那位爱我们的神却使他咒诅的话变回祝福的话。
But the God who loves us causes those curses to become blessings.
所以我们的神是一个扭转局面的神。
So our God is the God who turns the tide.
他化咒诅为祝福。
And he turns cursings into blessings.
他化危机为转机。
And he turns these crises into the turning points.
他化我们的忧伤为赞美。
He turns our sorrow into praise.
他化我们的软弱为刚强。
And he turns our weakness into strength.
他化我们的失败为得胜。
He turns our failures into victory.
他化我们的羞耻为荣耀。
He turns our shame into glory.
他化我们的死亡为生命。
He turns our death into life.
你看我随便一讲七个人，你可以继续讲下去。
I just listed seven of these things, and we can keep going.
没有人跟神相遇、发生关系而不被改变的。
There's no one that ever comes in touch with God that they would ever never be changed.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
所以神的儿女们在这里讲到我们是独居的民。
So the children of God, the Scripture tells us, they are a people that dwells alone.
明明仇敌想要来破坏这一般的人。
The enemy of God was to come and to harm this group of people.
但神保护我们。
Yet God protected them.
神亲自与我们同在。
God is with us.
他把这一切消极的都化成正面。
All of these negativity, God turned it into the positive.
所以这一般的民被称为属神的子民。
So this group of people are called the people of God.
当加巴兰想要来咒诅他们的时候。
Balaam wanted to come and curse them.
他看见这班人，他心里惊讶，他惊叹。
And he saw this group of people, and he was all of a sudden taken. He was at awe.
他咒诅的话变为赞美的话。
And the words that he wanted to use to curse them come out of his mouth were words of praise.
他咒诅的话
blessings.
哎，变为祝福的话了。
And those words of curses became blessings.
所以我们要讲这班独居的民，我们就从这我们提两个点就好了。
And again, these people that are dwelling alone, we're going to mention these, focus on these two points.
这班为什么特别？
Why are they special?
刚才新乃之约告诉我们，这班人是被神像老鹰一样从埃及给带出来的。
This covenant that was established at Sinai tells us that they are a people that's been brought out of Egypt.
神把我们从世界、从仇敌的辖制底下救出来。
God has delivered us out of this world, out of the bondage of the world.
让我们成为跟神发生关系。让我们成为与神为中心的一般人。
That we would be a people that have a living relationship with Him, where God is the center of our lives.
所以神把他们从埃及带出来，要带到迦南应许之地。
So God brought them out of Egypt and want to bring them into the promised land, the land of Canaan.
在中间这一段旷野的路程。
And in this path, in this way of wilderness.
这个叫做行走天路啊。
And this is a heavenly way, a heavenly journey.
我在讲民数记的时候，我说过有两个很关键，其实有三个，我上次讲了一个，其实有两个很关键的神引导我们的原则。
There are two key principles that you'll discover in the book of Numbers.
这是神带领我们的原则。
This is the principle. This is God's way.
那也应该是我们走路的原则。
And it's the principle, the way by which we walk.
一个是在民数记第十章十一到十二节。
The first one is Numbers chapter 10.
他说：“第二年二月二十号，云彩从法柜的帐幕上收上去，以色列人就按站往前行。”
What verse?
第十章十一节到十二节。
Verse 11. Now it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month In the second year, and the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony.
有一个翻译，他特别强调说他们是 set out by stages. ESV, 跟这个 NIV 好像都是这样子的翻译。
In verse 12, and the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journey.By stages.
所以我们走天路这两个重要的原则，第一个就讲到，不仅仅神亲自用云柱火柱来带领他们。
These two principles, one is that God himself, with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, he himself is leading his people.
而且他们是按着站往前去，是凡事都有神的美意。
And they are journeying by stages, because every stage,has God's wonderful plan.
所以弟兄姊妹，这对这一班的子民为什么特殊？因为神同在。
And these group of people, they're special because of God's presence.
而且神亲自带领我们。
And God himself is leading this group of people.
而且他是照着他的美意带领我们。
And according to the goodness of his heart, he's leading us.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们神的儿女们第一件事情要知道的。我们最大的特点就是因为神跟我们同在。
The children of God, we need to understand this, or the characteristic of us is that he is with us.
神竟然爱我们。
God loves us.
而且他在我们这班根本没有什么价值的人身上，要把他整个旨意最高的价值做在我们身上。
And we, this people of very little value, yet he wants to work his wonderful promises in our lives.
这叫做独居的民啊。
This is a people that is dwelling alone.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要知道。
So, brother and sister, we need to understand this.
而且活在其中。
And then we need to live in the very midst of it.
其实不要讲过去这将近两年的时间。
It's not just these past 2 years.
就连上个礼拜。
Even just last week,
我跟于师母就已经听到了很多让人担心、让人沮丧，或是让人很关心的一些的问题。
Last week alone, Pastor Nancy and I have come across so many news that would cause people to be in despair and things that would just trouble you all day long.
有的是弟兄姊妹自己身上发生的，或是家人身上发生的事情。
And some of the things that are happening to the brothers and sisters themselves are happening to their family members.
当我们在平常的时候，我们说让主照常显大，不太难。
And when we're in the ordinary, we say Christ be magnified. We say, oh, that's not so hard.
当我们蒙恩又蒙福的时候，我们讲凡事都有神的美意，也不难。
When we are blessed, when we're walking and experiencing the grace of God, we say all things have His wonderful plan and the beauty of His plan. That's not hard.
当我们掉到难处，当我们所爱的生病，当我们祷告没有答应的时候，我是不是还能够说凡事都有神的美意？
When we fall into difficulties, when our loved ones are sick, and when we get into positions that we can't get out of, can we still say that all things have His wonderful plan?
尤其仇敌这个时候一定会进来问我们。
And I know that at these specific moments, the enemy will come and ask,
你的神在哪里？
Where is your God?
难道神所说，神岂是真说吗？创世纪他就用这个话，对不对？
And then you will hear the words, did God really say?
神岂是真说永远爱你吗？
Did God really say that he would forever love you?
神爱摩西吗？爱大以理，爱大卫。没问题，但是神真的爱你吗？
God loves Moses, Daniel, and David. That's of course. But does God love you?
神爱你，为什么让你遭遇这个？
If God loves you, why would He allow you to experience something like this?
就是我二十多年前在台湾高雄一个节目主持人一开头就问我的问题。
Somebody had asked me 20 some years ago, on a TV show in Taiwan, the very first question he asked me.
如果你的神是全能的神，又是爱你的神，像你所说的，你为什么今天你的病还没有得到医治？
If God, the God that you believe in is the Almighty God and the God who loves you, then why are your sickness and your illness still not healed?
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候就让我们靠着主，也求主把耶稣基督的信心坐在我们的里面。
So at this very moment, we by the Lord, we ask the Lord, Lord, put your faith in me.
我们相信神怎么说，事情就是怎么样成就的。
We trust that whatever God says, it will happen.
就算我的遭遇是相反的。
Even if my circumstances are contrary to what he said.
甚至约伯说，就算他杀了我，我还是要信他。
As Job says, that even he slays me, I will believe in him.
因为今生所有的遭遇都是暂时的。
Because everything I experience in this life, they are all temporal.
很快都要结束，我们要去见主的。
Very quickly, they're going to come to an end, and I'm going to go and see the Lord.
希望我们用最简单的信心，相信他带领我们，他永远跟我们同在。
But just with the simplest faith to believe that he is with us, he is for us.
第二个原则就是在民数记第二章第二节。
The second principle is Numbers chapter 2 verse 2.
就是他们每到了新的一站的时候。
And every time they come to a new stage.
他们对着会幕安营。
And they will encamp around the tabernacle.
换句话说，会幕是神整个神百姓生活和侍奉的中心。
In other words, the tabernacle is the center of their life and their worship.
他们不仅仅照着神的旨意来走每一站。
Not only did they walk according to God's plan as they walk from stage to stage.
而到了每一站，他们要做的第一件事情就是所有的百姓围绕着会幕来安营。
But every time they come to a new stage, when they settle, what they will do is they will encamp around the tabernacle of the Lord.
用我们今天属灵的话来说，
spiritually speaking today,
就是神是我们生活的中心。
That God is the center of our lives.
是我们一切生活侍奉的中心。
He is the center of all that we do, all of our services.
所以什么时候我们用别的来替代了他该有的位置的话，
whenever we replace him of being the rightful place,
我们的愁苦一定加增。
Our sorrows will increase.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们没有一个人可以否认的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that every one of us can testify, that we can identify with.
真的，什么时候真的用别的来替代主，我们的安息一定失去的。
Anytime we substitute the Lord with something else, that peace goes away.
我们真实的平安、喜乐、满足一定失去的。
That true peace, that true joy, we will lose it.
然后我们的愁苦一定加增。
And then our sorrows will increase.
这是不仅是圣经的话，也是我们几乎每一个人都可以经历的。
The scripture has said this very clearly, and every one of us have experienced it.
也不晓得在你现在人生的阶段，谁是我们的中心。
And I wonder, at this current stage of your life, who is the center?
不管你把你人生二分法、三分法、四分法，或是根据特殊经历来分，到底神是不是你现阶段的中心？
If you come and divide your life in stages or looking at special circumstances, at every one of those places, every one of those stages, has God truly been the center?
所以不管我们自己的成长也好，不管我们在养育我们的孩子也好，不管我们在培养我们的同工也好，
Whether it is our personal growth, or raising our children, or cultivating co-workers.
如果我们真把大家带到与神为中心，真的尊主为大，其实我们就可以放心了。
And when we truly have brought those individuals so that Christ is the center of their lives, then we can be at ease.
因为他的生活中有神。
Because in their lives, in the midst of their life, there is God.
因为他懂得敬畏神。
Because they know how to revere God.
他真把神当神。
They really treat God as God.
我们就可以放心了。
And then we can be at peace.
第二个，神的百姓之所以特殊，不光是因为神与他们同在，神是他们的中心。
And again, the people of God, they're special not only because God is in the center of their lives and God is with them.
在他们身上有一个特点跟世人不一样。
But there's a characteristic in their living that is different from the rest of the world.
就是十字架是他们的生活，是他们的道路，是他们的见证。
That the cross is their life, is their way, is their testimony.
我在这里从三个点来看一下啊。
We're going to come and look at these this particular aspect from three specific points.
我们先从以色列百姓在走天路的时候，他们安营。
And we'll come and look at as they are setting camp and as they're walking the wilderness.
到底他们的安营跟十字架有什么关系？
What does their encampment have anything to do with the cross?
我想我们读完摩西五经都知道，以色列十二个支派每一次安营的时候，
And we know that every time the 12 tribes of Israel when they set camp around the tabernacle,
他们不是随便你要住哪里就住哪里。
It's not that you could go and live with whoever you want.
他们非常有秩序的。
And they're very, very systematic.
十二个支派分成四大营，或者叫道下，分成四大营。
The 12 tribes are separated into four major groups.
然后这四个营里面，每一个营有三个支派。
And so each of those groups have three tribes.
那你把这三个支每一个营的三个支派的人数加总的话，
If you come and add all the numbers of the people of Israel from each of those tribes,
你发现十字架的顶上这个是西边叫以法莲营，一共有108,100个人。
On the east, which is north of their tabernacle,
the west,
the west is 180,000.
然后它的东边就是十字架的底下是犹大营。人数最多
on the east side, which is the south of the tabernacle,
有186,400个人
constitute the tribe of Judah, which is the most of the in the tribes, 186,000.
左右两边各都十五万人多啊。
And the left and right is all about 150,000.
那你发现，当他们真安营起来的时候，它其实是一个非常巨大的十字架。
And when they set camp, you come to realize the picture that you see is a very large cross.
然后我们刚才说它对着会幕安营。
And then we said that it is settled around the tabernacle.
等一下我们会讲到会幕安营的形状，所以我们现在可以看下一章，谢谢。
Take a look at the next slide.
你发现从山上看的时候
you discover when somebody's looking at the people of God from the hilltop,
神百姓的安营是一个巨大的十字架
the people of God as they set camp is an enormous cross.
你稍微想象在旷野尤其到了晚上深夜的时候黑夜的时候
particularly in the middle of the night when you think about at the dark of the night.
你从天上看，在这个黑暗的大地上，有一个巨型的十字架发光。
And from the sky, you'll be able to see this enormous cross that is giving forth light.
所以这个我们发现神做的很奇妙的事情。
We find and discover that God's done a marvelous thing.
在旧约，神的百姓还不是那么了解什么叫十字架。
In Old Testament, the people of God did not understand, comprehend what the cross was.
神已经让他们的生活都跟十字架发生关系。
God already came and illustrated that their life has everything to do with the cross.
整个他们的生活，他们的安营，是活在一个十字架的见证底下。
Their livelihood, how they settle, is all.Center around the cross.
所以当巴兰从山上往下看的时候，他忍不住惊叹，他说：“这是何等的一般人！”
That's why when Balaam, when he came and looked at the people of God, he said he was wild, he was amazed. What a special people!
这是独居的民，不列在万民中的。
This is a people dwelling alone. They are not number among the nations.
然后第二个，我们从会幕的摆设来看。
And secondly, we're going to come and look at the placement of the tabernacle.
刚才已经讲到他们对着会幕安营。
And we say that they are settled according to the tabernacle.
那你知道会幕的摆设，一进门就是铜祭坛。
And when you come,
我们可以看下一章了。
And enter into the tabernacle, the very first thing you see is the altar.
然后再往前走下一章。
And then you walk further.
这是整个会幕的摆设。
And this is the placement of the tabernacle.
铜祭坛、洗濯盆，然后进到圣所。
And you come to the altar, the bronze altar, and then the laven.And then you come into the holy place.
进到圣所以后，右边是陈设饼的桌子，左边是金灯台。
As you enter the holy place,
我们还是回到原来的图，好吧
？Is the table of showbread, and on the left-hand side is the lampstand.
然后再往前走。
And then you take another step.
在圣所里面最靠近至圣所的就是金香坛。
And the one that is closest to the holies of holies is the altar of incense.
等到你进到至圣所的时候，就是约柜、施恩座。
When you enter into the most holy, it is the ark of the covenant.
你发现它整个的摆设又是一个十字架。
Again, you come to discover that the placement of the tabernacle illustrates the figure of the cross.
它在这里不光它的形状。是十字架。
Not only its shape, its figure is the cross.
其实圣经上讲到每一件的圣物，这个 holy furniture, 它都跟十字架发生关系。
Every one of these holy furnishing has something to do with the cross.
讲到我们所有属灵的经历，我们的侍奉都离不开十字架。
All of our spiritual experiences, all of our services cannot be separated from the cross.
你要进到神的面前，第一个碰到的就是铜祭坛。跟十字架发生绝对的关系。
And the very first thing, as you come to the presence of God, you need to come to the bronze and altar. It has everything to do with the cross.
祭坛讲到他为我死，我为他活。
The altar speaks of the fact that he died for me, so I will live for him.
他在十字架为我流血舍命，我今天在祭坛面前愿意把自己献上，为他而活，都是十字架。
At the cross, he shed his blood for me, so now I'm willing to offer up my life to him. It is the work of the cross.
洗濯盆讲到。这个用水借的道把我们洗干净，也跟十字架的经历发生关系。
The laver speaks about the washing, the cleansing of the priesthood, and this speaks of the work of the cross in our lives.
一进到圣所，耶稣基督成为陈设饼，成为我们生命的粮，因为一粒麦子必须落在地里死了，才能结出许多的子粒。
And when you come to the holy place, you discover that Christ is the bread of life to us. Unless a grain of wheat falls and dies, it remains alone.
我们读经，我们聚会，我们听到，我们在这里得到属灵的祝福，都跟耶稣基督的舍命发生关系的。
And every time we come to listen to a message, we come to the Bible study. Every kind of time we receive the Lord, it has everything to do with the interaction with the life of Christ.
同样金灯台能够发光，它必须燃烧自己，
才能够照亮别人。The same way, the lampstand illuminates and gives light so that it can illuminate others.
基督是我们的生命之光，我们是世界的光。
And Christ is the light of life to us. We are the light of the world.
都讲到十架的经历。
All these things speaks of the experiences of the cross.
再往前去到了金香坛，讲到我们的祷告和敬拜生活。
And we come and take another step and further. We come to the golden altar of incense. Speaks of our worship and our prayers.
没有一个真实的祷告不跟十架发生关系。
There's not a genuine prayer that has nothing to do with the cross.
不要忘了，金香坛上的火是从铜祭坛上的火拿进来的。
But remember, the fire upon the altar of incense is the fire that came from the altar of bronze.
你不能随便带个凡火进去去点香坛。
You cannot bring a profane fire to come and light the altar of incense.
所以真实蒙神悦纳的祷告和敬拜是从祭坛来的。
The genuine prayer, the genuine worship.Comes from the altar.
然后我们进到至圣所，我们在这里与神相遇，在他施恩座前与他相遇。
And then we come into the presence of God. We come and commune with the Lord at the altar, the ark of the covenant.
我们能来是因为耶稣基督的宝血为我们洒在施恩座上。
And we come to His mercy seat because the blood of the Lamb was scattered, was a sprinkle on the on this on these on the covenant.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看到，不光我们的生活跟十架是发生关系的。
We come to discover not only as our livelihood related to the cross.
我们的侍奉，我们蒙恩每一个属灵的经历都离不开十字架的。
Our services, every aspect of grace that we experience.Cannot be separated from the cross.
我们进到神的道路就是一条十字架的道路。
And when we come into the way of the Lord, it is the way of the cross.
铜祭坛、洗濯盆、生命笔、金灯台、金香坛，让我们来到施恩座。
The bronze altar, the laver, the showbread, the lampstand, the altar of incense, and then we come to the throne of grace.
太宝贵了。
It is so precious.
而我们特别讲过。
And then we talked about this before.
受苦不是十字架的目的、
The purpose of the cross is not suffering.
基督才是十字架的目的。
Christ is the end of the cross.
借着十字架，我们跟基督发生关系。
That through the cross, we have a relationship with Christ.
所以总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So that Christ would always be magnified.
只有一条路
There's only but one way.
就是借着活出基督。
It's through living out Jesus Christ.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
要能够活出基督，就必须不再是我，乃是基督，这叫做十字架。
And for us to be able to live out Christ, it has to be no longer I, but Him. This is the cross.
只有身上带着耶稣的死，基督的死，才可能让基督的身显明在我们身上。
Only when we carry about the death of the Christ would the life of Christ be magnified through us.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这些信息我们都耳熟能详了。
Brothers and sisters, I know these messages, these words are familiar to you.
但是我们生活真的在这样子的经历里面来经历它吗？
But every day as we live, have we experienced Him this way?
所以。第三个，我们从新约的启示来看。
Thirdly, we want to come and look at it from the revelation in the New Testament.
保罗在哥林多前书第二章第二节，他说：“我定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。”
In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, "I determined to know nothing."
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and Him crucified.
就是没保罗真理懂太多了。
Brother Sister Paul, he knows so much.A theology, the truth of God.
他说：“你们读了我的信，就知道我深知基督的奥秘。”
And then he said, "Well, if you've read my epistles, you know that I am well versed. I know the mysteries of God."
他还有三层天的启示，他还有历代以来隐藏在创造万物者心中的奥秘，都向他启示了。
The revelation in the third heaven and all the mysteries that's been hidden throughout the ages, they were revealed to him.
但是他居然说：“我定的主意在你们中间。”不知道别的。
But he says, I determined to know nothing in your midst.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and Him crucified.
我想宾路易师母在他最有名的那本书。
Our sister Pen Lewis, one of her famous writings.
加略山的十字架里面他也说过。
The cross on the Mount of Calvary, she also wrote.
他说哥哥他是整个世界的转捩点。
She says, Golgotha is the turning point for the entire world.
所有在他之前的都指向他。
Everything that was before it was pointing to him.
所有在他之后的都归回他。
Everything that was after it is returned to him.
所有还没有成就的都是根于他。
And everything that has not been, has not come to pass yet is of him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们讲到这一班是独居的民，为什么？
And why do we say that this is a people that is dwelling alone?
神是他们的生活和侍奉的中心。
Because God is the center of their life and their service.
而十字架是他们的生活道路和活出来的见证。
The cross is their way, their life, and the testimony by which they live.
换句话说，总叫基督照常显大。
In other words, Christ be magnified always.
不管个人，不管家庭，不管教会，都是这样。
Whether it be us individually, our families, or church as a whole, this is the way.
这是独居的民不在万民中。我们现在进到第二个大点。
And we come to the second major point. This is a people not counted among the nations.
讲到神的儿女们不属于这个世界。
It speaks of the fact that the people of God, they do not belong to this world.
首先讲到他们是属神的子民，不被列在万民中。
Again, they are a people belonging to God, so they are not listed among the nations.
我们刚才说过的，神像老鹰一样把我们背出来。
And we read earlier that God has carried us on eagle's wings, and he brought us out to himself.
要叫我们成为属神的子民。
That we may be a people that belong to God.
或者我们成为神的 special treasure.
That we would be a special treasure unto him.
这个我1991年蒙召服侍主出来之前
1991, before the Lord called me into full-time ministry.
我最后一次到欧洲去出差的时候
The last time I went on a business trip in Europe.
我记得那天周末我去参加了一个伦敦的一个 one day, 一天的旅游。
I remember that I took a tour, a one-day tour in the city of London.
那个导游带我们到这个伦敦塔哈 ,London Tower 去看。
And the tour guide took us to the London Tower.
他讲了很多很多的故事给我们。
And he told us a lot of amazing stories.
他后来带我们去看一个他认为是 最值得他 show off 的一个东西。
And he went and brought us to see this one thing that he's most proud of, one thing that he wanted to show off.
叫做非洲之心。
And it's called the Heart of Africa.
它是一颗530克拉的大钻石。
It's a diamond that is 530 carat.
你们在座做姊妹的不要羡慕挂那样子的戒指哈，把你压死了。
All your sisters do not admire to wear a ring of that caliber. It will weigh you down.
530克拉是为了英王加冕不是生日的时候献给他的礼物。
It was a gift that was given to the king on his birthday.
他连照相都不准我们照的。
And we weren't even allowed to take pictures, photos of it.
这叫做 special treasure.特别的宝贝、
This is a special treasure.
今天我们是神眼中的瞳人，远比这个东西更重要。
We need to understand that we are the apple of God's eyes, and we are far more precious than this diamond.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是往脸上贴金啊。
Brothers, we're not patting ourselves on the back.
神说这些渔民，这些得胜者，对神来说是冠冕上的宝石。
God says, this people, they are like the crown jewel.
我们是属神的子民。
We are a people that belongs to God.
所以在这里我们看见世界的王用各样的方法想要辖制我们，诱惑我们离开以神为中心的生活。
So the king of this world wants to come and contain us, wants to tempt us, to draw us away from the king of this one true God.
其实科技的发展跟物质的享受已经足够足够足够我们生活了，对不对？
And according to the advancement of technology, the comfort that we experience today is more than enough for us to enjoy this life.
我们在北京是不是叫紫禁城？去看以前皇帝住的地方，我一点都不羡慕。
And when we went to Beijing, we went to see where the emperor once lived. I didn't admire where he lived.
你羡慕吗？
Do you admire to live there?
地上的君王神气活现的，不过住在那里而已。
The kings of this world, they're so proud that this is my palace. They live there.
今天你我的家庭要开暖气就开暖气，要开空调就开空调，要热水就热水，他哪里有这种事情？
And we can have air conditioning anytime we want. We want hot water, cold water, whenever we want. He doesn't have it.
今天科技的进步。
the advancement of technology today.
一直发明各样的事情出来，吸引人的心，让人去追求，让人去攀比，让人去被他辖制。
And they continue to invent things that causes people to pursue after it, to compare with it, and they're bound by it.
他为的就是不能让我们单纯的来爱主。
So that we cannot come and love God with a heart that is singular towards Him.
让我们没有时间力量。来好好的成长，来追求主。
That we don't have the time or the strength to come and grow in the presence of God.
你觉得你生活一点都不忙？啊，算了，不要举手。我现在学习不叫你们举手。没有一个人会觉得自己不忙的。
I believe there's not a single person who is here that would say that I'm not busy.
但是在忙的里面，有几个人告诉我，你是忙到你读经读不完，祷告祷告不完，聚会聚不完，都是为了神家的事。
And how many of us would say that I'm so busy to the extent that I can't read the scripture, I can't pray, because it's all because the house service is the house of God.
我上次讲到我不小心看到我2010年的统计，那个时候统计说北美的青少年每一个礼拜触电的时间57个小时。
And this was a statistic that was taken, I think, back in 2010. That every teenager spends about 57 hours on video games.
触电哈，就是 electrical shock，开玩笑的。电玩也好，电视也好，手机也好，音乐，电话，所有的这种，一个礼拜57个小时。
57 hours a week, they are in touch with something that's electronic.
那我们也不要光去讲孩子们。
And we don't want to just, you know, look at the kids.
我们大人。
We as adults.
真的没有时间来祷告吗？
But do we really, can we really say that I have no time to pray?
我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹要这么轻看祷告。我跟你说，你哪怕只有三分钟真实安静的祷告，信心里面进到神的同在，你整个人会被翻转的。
I don't want anyone to misunderstand me and do not treat prayer as casually. But if you have 3 minutes of justfully devotion, setting your heart and your mind on the Lord and meeting the Lord, your life would be changed.
你整个人会重新得力的。
You will find your strength.
你会碰到主的同在，主的爱，让你灵里面活起来。
And you will meet the presence of God, the love of God, that your spirit would rise.
上个礼拜我们在南加州跟一些弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我说以前都说孩子们在我们眼前有18年的时间。
And last week, I was sharing with a brother and sister down in SoCal that our children, they have about 18 years with us.
要好好珍惜。
And we need to treasure those times.
让他们在这一段时间赶快建立跟神的关系，还有跟我们之间的关系。
In this time that they will establish their relationship with God, their relationship with us.
我跟你说，现在根本没有18年。
And I will tell you now that we probably don't have 18 years.
什么时候你的孩子懂得上网？上网的话，他已经开始逐渐离家了。
And whenever they began to understand the principle of the internet and they began to get online, they began to depart from home.
世界的网有的是方法吸引他们。
The world, the king of this world have all sorts of ways to draw their hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们。
Brothers, we need the Lord to help us.
前两天，我想你们在报纸上也应该看到哈，这个12月29号那不过是三四天之前。
December 29th, just a few days ago, I believe everybody probably read it on the newspaper.
在上海迪士尼乐园夜里面，半夜3点开始5000个人排队。你要不要看看这个图
？In Shanghai, Disneyland, in the middle of the night, 5,000 people were in line.
半夜3点开始排队，5000个人排了好几百公尺。
3 a.m. in the morning, people were lining up around the park.
为了买底下那些小家伙。
To purchase those little gifts down below.
他不过发了一个消息说还没卖完，有一些库存，没有讲剩下多少。五千个人半夜去排队。
They said we still have some left that's not sold. They didn't give the quantity.
买不到的大人还坐在地上哭，还不是小孩哭。
And there are adults who missed the opportunity to purchase it. They sat down and started weeping.
你说这个世界变成什么样子的？到底我们在要什么？
He said, what has this world turned into? What is it that we are going after?
世界的王有的是办法来夺我们的心的。
The king of this world has all sorts of schemes to come and draw our hearts.
这就是我说的，为什么非利士人要把这么多的神像丢在地上
？This is the reason why the Philistines they cast so many of their idols on the ground.
他就是要让百姓们陷入网罗
that the people of God would fall into their nets.
把这些神像带回家成为你的偶像
that they allow the people of God to grab one of these statues to become their altar.
今天没有一个人可以管你在荧幕上在看什么，在追求什么，在想要什么。
And nobody can come and control what you are watching, what you are longing for, what you want to buy.
但是有一件事我要提醒弟兄姊妹的，就是仇敌一直把各样的神像丢在我们的眼前，叫我们捡起来，叫我们带回家去。
I want to remind you that the king of this world constantly casts out these idols that we may behold and that we would lay hold of them, grab them and become our center of worship at our homes.
所以我们说要 simplify our life, 我们的生活要简化。
So when this, we need to come and have the understanding to simplify our life.
也要 purify our heart and mind. 我们的心我们的思想都需要被主来洁净。
We need to purify our hearts and our minds before the Lord.
所以我们不光被神从世界救出来。
Not only have we been brought out, been drawn out from the world by the Lord.
我们成为有君尊的祭司来侍奉神。
But we need to be a people of royal priesthood to serve the Lord.
出埃及被神从埃及救出来是神的恩典。
And to being brought out of Egypt.And being delivered is God's grace.
带进迦南是神更大的恩典。
To being brought into Canaan is God's greater grace.
让我们得救是神的恩典。
And for us to be saved, it is God's grace.
让我们竟然可以靠着基督过得胜的生活，是神更大的恩典。
That by Christ we may live a victorious life, that's the more immense grace of God.
我们得着了基督做生命是恩典，太大的恩典。
When we have the life of Christ to be our life, that is a tremendous grace of the Lord.
但是神叫我们在基督里能够得着更丰盛的恩典，这叫恩上加恩。
But in Christ, we may receive more the more abundance of His grace. This is what is grace upon grace.
所以我们从世界的玷污、捆绑、辖制里面出来是恩典。
So being rescued, being drawn out by the defilement of this world, it is the grace of God.
我们不仅仅成为独居的民，被神救出来的人。
We are now a people that is dwelling alone. God has rescued us from the world.
哦，我们能够居然成为君尊的祭司，来侍奉永生神，这是更大的。
But now we are a people of royal priesthood. We now serve the one true God. This is a greater grace.
所以路加福音说，我们既然从仇敌的手中被救出来。
The gospel according to Luke says that we have been delivered out of the hands of the enemy.
就可以终身坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
That all the days of our lives without fear that we may serve the Lord God with righteousness.
侍奉着永生神。
To serve the everlasting, ever-living God.
侍奉着宇宙的主宰。
The author of the universe.
至高至大者，我们可以终身在他面前成为侍奉他的人。
The Lord Most High, all the days of our life we can now.Serve before Him.
你说你是不是独居的民？是不是特别的子民
？I want to ask you now: Are you a special people, a special treasure unto the Lord?
跟隔壁的人都说，我们是独居的民。
I say to the person next to you: I am a person dwelling alone.
我们不属于这个世界的。
We do not belong to this world.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
所以希望在新的一年。
We pray that in the coming new year.
面对这样子的主题。
And in the face of this grand theme.
无论生死，总叫基督照常显大。
Whether by life or by death, Christ will always be magnified.
让我们看见，我们真的是一般特别的人。
That we truly come and behold and see that we are a special people.
跟神发生关系的人。
We are a people that has a living relationship with God.
有基督做生命的人。
That Christ has become our life.
有地上所有受造人最高的职分和价值，就是成为祭司来侍奉神。
And the greatest.Position for anybody in the world is to become a priest to serve the living God.
让我们都一起来哈。
That we'll come and do this together.
我们唱272首。
272, sing hymn 272.
我们乃是朝圣旅客，我们站起来唱。
Let's stand and let's praise and sing together.
我们带着把握，带着喜乐来唱。
With certainty, with joy, let's sing this together.
我们乃是朝圣时刻经过烟火与友谊手拿怀章不唱诗歌面向神的应许地白日时候黑夜时候云中火烛正一点弟兄受我平
的主人，除去疑惑，除去欲望，照明我们的疑问，同一目的在于高天，同一信心不疲倦，同一饮食来看见面，同一希望的完全，同一诗歌千万追寻，同唱犹如知音心，同一真正，同一标准，同一相生就相信，喜乐中的气氛，在于永远的恩典，在彼唯一全能的神掌权，爱中是永远，前进每个弟兄，任他羞辱，受他贫穷，直到羞耻他一下，不就分不都要裂开，不就是这要信赖，所有阴影都要实在，最终生命满清爱。
那这里有一幅非常荣耀的图画，
a wonderful picture at the very end.
有一大队的人马，云柱火柱带领他们。
There's a people on chariots of fire.
弟兄手握弟兄的手。
A brother holding onto the hands of brothers.
我们一起在这里穿越大而可畏的旷野。
And we are walking through this great wilderness together.
一起面向神的应许地。
And together facing the promises of God.
在这里，我们有同一个目的，我们有同一个标准，我们有同一个希望。
The same purpose, same goal, same hope.
感谢主。
Again, we praise the Lord.
这是独居的民。
This is a people dwelling alone.
不列在万民中。
They are not numbered among the nations.
我们有一些的祷告，几位弟兄姊妹随着感动，简短的带领我们祷告。
Let's have some words of prayer together. If you're moved by the Lord, I ask you to lead the congregation in prayer.
在新年一开始，我们一起来。
In the beginning of this new year, let's come together.
靠着爱我们的神，一起迈进2022年。
By the God who loves us, we come and step into 2022.
一起面对疫情，一起面对所有的挑战。
We come and face the pandemic. We face all the challenges together.
加油！
Let's do this together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, God.
Amen.
感谢和赞美你，是什么叫我们与世人迥别？不就是你与我们同在吗？让我们成为一个属你的名，让我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。是的，在2022年，巴不得我们能够更多的与你同行，活在你自己的旨意里面。
Amen.
Father God, we thank you, we praise you today. Oh Lord, I want to pray that you come and lift us up. Lift us up so we can come and see.Who we Amen. Are, to see who we are a people belonging to God.
Amen.
We are a people called out in this time. We are a people called out in this generation for you,
Amen.
Unto you, for your glory,
Amen.
For your purpose. Oh Lord, every child, every young, every old, oh Lord, every child that belongs to you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, give us the sight that we may see.
Amen.
Give us eyes that we may see and comprehend and know who we are. We thank you, we praise you, God.
Amen.
We are a special treasure unto you. Praise you, God.
Amen.
Praise you. 把我们从那地狱的火柴里面抽出来，主啊，叫我们不仅脱离审判，主啊，叫我们更是主啊归你为圣。
阿门。
哦，主啊，我们何等的感谢你，在年初的时候，主啊，就让我们守住我们这不与世界掺杂、我们与世界分别的独居之民的身份。
阿门。
哦，主啊，让你荣耀的应许来继续的吸引和带领我们，
Amen.
主啊，让我们弟兄姐妹，主啊，我们按照你的圣灵的同在，主啊，我们一起往前走。我们感谢赞美你，
Amen.
主啊，这是我们的把握，我们谢谢你，
奉主基督耶稣的名。
阿门。
主，我们感谢你，看我们为宝贝。哦，是的，主啊，谢谢你呼召我们成为独居的民。我们真是哦，这样子是一，也是一群。哦，主啊，这是朝圣的旅客。主，我们有同一位神在前面带领我们。
啊，
我们有同一个目标，主啊，就是要永立神，耶和华为王。哦，主，愿新的一年，主，我们继续的来跟随你往前，继续的来见证你的大能，继续的来看见你的旨意成就在你的教会，成就在全地。主，我们谢谢你，继续的带领我们。哦，主啊，成为独居的民，活出那个哦，主啊该有的见证。祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
主啊，在新的一年开始的时候，
Yes, Lord, at the start of this new year,
你再来向你每一个儿女们显现。
Oh Lord, come and appear to each and every one of your children.
吸引我们都起来跟随你。
Oh, to draw us, we will rise up to follow you.
提升我们的信心，让我们知道你永远与我们同在，而且你亲自在这里带领我们。
Lift up our faith to know that you are forever with us and you are leading us yourself.
你让我们的人生与世人再也不一样。
That our life will no longer be the same as the rest of the world.
我们是特特属神的子民。
But we are a people, a special treasure unto you.
我们的生活，我们的侍奉，我们一切所行的都在这里彰显你的自己。
Man, our lives, our services, all that we do, O Lord, we pray that we would come and magnify you.
世人若不能看见我们身上跟他们有什么不同，他们怎么会愿意来信耶稣呢？
The world cannot see how we are different from the world, or how would they be drawn to you?
主啊，兴起你的儿女，兴起你的教会。
O Lord, come and revive your church, come and revive your people.
让我们的生活和侍奉都在这里彰显你的荣耀。
That our services and our lives, they again, they would come to magnify you.
让人从我们身上看见我们是一般特别蒙恩蒙爱的子民。
That the people will say and they will be at awe to know that we are a people that's been blessed by God.
别人看见我们是一般尊贵又蒙福的子民。
And that they will know that we are a royal and a blessed people.
让人都愿意来归向你。
That they too want to run after you.
我们再一次为着众教会，为着众圣徒，为着我们看得见看不见的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Oh, we pray for all the churches, we pray for all the saints, we pray for all the brothers that we can see here and who are abroad.
让我们靠着爱我们的主，也靠着那在我们里面教我们力量的主，能够在凡事上得胜，而且得胜有余。
By the God who loves us, by the God who grants us strength.That we may be more than conquerors.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.